Welcome back to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. In the first part of my program, I played a couple of songs. Chicago was one of them, written by Fred Fisher, sometimes with colleagues. This is another in that category.
If you find your sweetheart that's when your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end, that's when your heartaches begin. Find your sweetheart in the arms of your best friend. Brother, that's when your heart aches begin. And you know when all your dreams of a lifetime must all come to an end. That's when your heart aches begin. Oh, you see, love is a thing that you never can share. And you know, when you bring a friend into your love affair,
that's the end
of your sweetheart. That's the end of your friend.
Well, that's when your heart aches begin.
Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires. That's when your heartaches begin.
Thank you. and dance with me. Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Singer Chick Henderson was accompanied by Joe Loss in that recording of Change Partners, written for a 1938 movie by Irving Berlin, and in that film it was sung by Fred Astaire. In the first part of the program, I played Ella Fitzgerald sing a song called Why Was I Born, which was introduced in New York on a Broadway show called Sweet Adeline. The show was so successful that in 1935, a motion picture version was made, and this song was written for the motion picture version of Sweet Adeline.
Time was an evening in May. You wore that pale pink organdy I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl and I was the boy from over the way. Above, you let me keep your handkerchief, you kept my glove. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was a boy, and we were in love. At the high school cotillion, they were dance cards to fill. There I met the one girl in a million, and her name was Jill. Jill, you were a shy girl, but you were my girl. And the high school cotillion was my one first thrill. We were so young, I thought so gay. Life was a dream, an eager thing, and moonlight. And you were a girl, and I was the boy from over the way. You were so young, the heavens were smiling above. You let me keep your handkerchief, so young,
written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II for the motion picture version of Sweet Adeline, was sung by the Australian tenor Donald Smith.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up nuts. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Joseph Miro wrote the music and Mac Gordon the lyrics for 1946 20th Century Fox motion picture titled Three Little Girls in Blue. About 10 years later, in the mid-50s, Frank Sinatra recorded You Make Me Feel So Young with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle.
To Rudy, my Rosemary. I choose you to rule me, my Rosemary. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you, yes, I choose you to rule me, my Rosemary.
My last two selections were written for stage musicals in the 1920s. I Want to Be Loved by You, written for a show called Good Boy in 1928, and In the Shout was sung by Helen Kane, and that shot her to fame, apparently. That was the recording that I played. Helen Kane, I Want to Be Loved by You. And before that, from an operetta, Rose Marie, music by Rudolf Frimmel, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach. Slim Whitman sang Rose Marie, but his recording was made not in 1924, but 1954. That was Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, yes, Take Another Guess. The orchestra was Benny Goodman's, and it was a recording made in 1936. Music by Murray Mencher, lyrics by Al Sherman and Charles Newman. If you're a regular listener to my program, then you'll probably know that about this time, about 10:30, I play a recording by a singer whom I might not normally include in my program. I refer to them as singers of renown. And today, it's a recording by an American basso, Samuel Ramey. Born in 1942, he sang with the New York City Opera and then had great success in Europe and then back to the Metropolitan Opera in New York from 1984. Enjoy Samuel Ramey's recording of this delightful song from a musical production. A musical comedy would be the general category of the show.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've gotten used every day, her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget, rather like a habit one can always break. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed. Accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
I've grown accustomed to her face. Written, of course, by Lerner and Lowe for My Fair Lady in the 1950s. Recorded by Samuel Ramey, the American basso, in London in 1993.
When I was a kid, about 3:30, my dad said, "Sonny, come here to me." Said, "Things may come and things may go, but this is one thing that you ought to know. Now, it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's why it gets results. Now, it ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's why it gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy, breezy, then your jazz will swing. Now, it ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. On, and then we'll carry on. But remember, if you try too hard, it won't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. Take what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. Take what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Just take it easy.
Breezy.
And then your jazz will swing. Now it take what you do. The place that you do it, take what you do. It's time that you do it, take what you do. The way that you do it, that's what gets results.
Taint What You Do by Graham Bell's All Stars, with the vocal by the trombone player Ken Herron. Now, I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of the Australian musician Graham Bell in 1914. He was honoured with the Order of Australia and also an MBA. So I reckon it was well worthwhile remembering him on this day.
Why, if you ever plan to motor west, I travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Why, it winds from Chicago to L.A., more than 2,000 miles far away. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks a mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, left New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Keene, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks a mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, King, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, yeah, get your kicks. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Route 66, written by Bobby Troup, sung and played the piano by Buddy Greco. And I've got a feeling that there was a TV show called Route 66 many years ago, wasn't there?
The coffee is steaming all the while I'm dreaming, when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, so that's what I'm making when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When I want his tummy, I want his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast while he's taking a shave and a shower. My happy hour, my baby is happy, no wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Yes, sir. I'm baking a biscuit, he's willing to risk it when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. While wiping the dishes, what if he breaks a few dishes when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love? I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal, but au devant, who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with salt?
to prove that he's grateful. He eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves. To prove that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves.
Well, the star of many Broadway musical productions, Barbara Cook, sang Cookin' Breakfast for the One I Love, written by Harry Tobias and Billy Rose. I'm going to play now a song that was written in 1892. Daisy Bell, also known as Bicycle Built for Two, written by Harry Decray in 1892, and that recording was by a group of European musicians known as the Orchestra Mascot in 1933.
Together and decided to create a dream come true. So there's wrinkled moon dust in your hair of gold and starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be.
To walk with you along the avenue, our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way. the way.
They Long to Be Close to You, one of many songs written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I think the Carpenters had a great record of They Long to Be Close to You, and I played one recording by Harry Connick Jr., recording made in 2009. And you heard also Nat King Cole, a hit from 1952, Somewhere Along the Way, written by Sammy Gallup and Kurt Adams. Ivory Rag was supported by Joe Fingers Carr, a vocal from a chorus, an unnamed chorus.